All right, Frida Jacobson is a little pissed off. She went to Spain and said her vacation was ruined.
Why?
Too many Spanish people.
Well, A, when that happens. I went to France once, and there were so many French people, it just ruined my day.
Oh, it's terrible. Geez. It's horrible. Was this an Onion headline or what?
No, it's real.
Frida Jacobson took a little holiday to Benidorm, Spain, only to have it ruined by Spanish people. Not the people as much as how rude they are. Still takes stones to gripe. What is this? Yeah, it still takes stones to gripe about people whose country you're invading. She's 81 years old. I can see her.
There's Spanish people all over the place.
She said they were rude. They didn't apologize.
None of them spoke English.
Yeah.
It's terrible. These people. Why don't they learn how to speak American?
I'm surprised to hear that about Spain only because, which that's not saying that it's true, because normally you would hear that about France, and when I went over to France, it was the exact opposite. Everyone was very nice over there, but everyone kept saying, if you don't speak the language, they're not very polite, but if you try to speak French, then they are, and I had a delightful time in France.
I noticed that like when I go to like another country, as long as I make the effort,
right,
they're okay.
The hotel was quite generous. As a goodwill gesture, they did over a nearly 50% discount to make her feel better, but
that was nice of them.
For the inconvenience of people in Spain speaking Spanish.
I'd charge her double.
That's right. All right.
Well, I don't know what she expected. I mean.
All right. So, yeah, everybody wants to live forever. I don't know why, but the rich really do.
I'm rich, so I want to live forever. Cryogenically freeze my brain.
Yeah, the rich people want to freeze their brains now. They figure that in the future, in the short order, gray matter will be unfrozen and be able to be repaired and perhaps installed in AI.
Ooh.
Yeah, services being offered by Alcor Life Extension Foundation.
How much?
Scottsdale, £80,000.
That's not bad.
That's for the freezing now. Some are paying up to $200,000 for full body preservation in the event that, you know, they get cancer or something. They think in the future they can just cut it out and replace it with parts.
I don't want to be a Franken person.
I don't want to come back. I don't. It's enough is enough.
You sure?
I don't.
Yeah, this is enough. This is good enough. Besides, there's other places to go. I was watching the Science Channel last night. My head was exploding. How big the universe is.
I was like,
how could that be? And we're worried about, I don't know.
Now try smoking weed and then watching those. Just boom. It's my afternoon every time. So I come in here the next day. I'm like, Rick, did you see that alien story? I saw the alien smoke.
Is there a warning on the Sci-Fi Channel not to watch this stuff while you're stoned?
Viewer discretion is advised, yes.
Yeah. All right, another thing to keep in mind is...
In 22 years, a computer says we're dead.
That's pretty much it.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Yeah, and an apocalyptic computer. Apocalyptic.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Apocalyptic
computer model processed one of the world's largest computers. It predicts that the end of civilization will happen by 2040.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The prediction came from a program nicknamed World One, which was developed by a team at MIT. Well, it was developed at MIT. It was originally devised by computer pioneer Jay Forrester after he was tasked by the Club of Rome to develop a model of global sustainability. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Anyway, so we're all going to die.
Yeah, no, the scary part to me is the fact that the computer's been nothing but 100% right so far.
Really?
What else has it been right about?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, it's basing all this on, like, population and...
Did it predict new Coke?
No, but it predicted the fact that there's way too many people for the planet to support. We're running out of resources because everybody keeps popping out kids and there's not enough room on the planet.
Wait a minute. Have you ever flown to from New Jersey to L.A.?
Have you ever flown at all? Go into any airport. You know, jam-packed
by
it is
the time you
to the point where they got to squeeze the seats down to 2 inches wide to fit more and more people in there.
That's just, but that's in your head because as soon as you leave Kansas.
Is it? Go sit on I-4 right now. I dare you.
Well, don't stay here then. If you get on a plane and land anywhere west of Kansas, there's nothing for like hours.
I don't know.
You ever look
down? Yeah, once in a while.
Do you ever leave town?
Once in a while.
When I moved to Florida, I originally moved to St. Petersburg, and I was trying to get my registration for my car, and it is so expensive to get. It's like $900 to get a new tag when you move into the state of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I said, why are they so expensive? She goes, so people will stop coming here. The state's overpopulated. We got too many people moving to Florida.
Yeah, that's true, though. All right. A nun from Missouri was caught smuggling 2 pounds of cocaine in her high heels.
Wait,
a nun's wearing high heels, first of all.
A nun with cocaine, second of all?
Denise Marie Woodrum.
Oh, Sister Woodrum.
Sister.
I'm scared of Sister Woodrum.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Okay, here's the real kicker here. She says her online boyfriend tricked her into it.
Are we sure she's a nun?
All right, so then the officer said she stuffed cocaine into her shoe heels, her high heel shoe. A nun wears high heels?
Was her real name Whoopi Goldberg? Does she sing in a chorus?
I think they might wear high heels, not in the traditional high heel sense that they're not like stilettos or anything, but I think their shoes have a little bit of a heel on them, don't they?
If you lifted up the bottom and all of a sudden they were like 9-inch bright red heels. The devil's shoes.
Sister Woodrum's claim she was tricked into smuggling the drugs by a man she met online, Hendrik Cornelius.
Wait a minute.
I'm Hendrik Cornelius. We are Soul Train. Anyway, yeah, so Woodrum was apparently looking online for love after dealing with a divorce. And some
she's
health
a nun.
Problems.
But I thought nuns weren't allowed to get married. She can't be is this a different?
She thought, well, here's what happened. She thought she'd never find love again, so she turned to the nunnery or whatever they make nuns.
Okay.
She turned to God, and that didn't work out the way she planned.
They make nuns.
And then.
Like it's a factory. And then you're a nun.
Excuse me.
Coming to Bravo, Tim Gunn judges a group of nuns competing to design the perfect shoes for smuggling cocaine. It's Project Nunway.
All right, Sister Meredith, your heels are exquisite and are comfortable, but I don't think there's enough room in them to smuggle this kilo of pure Colombian nose candy. You didn't make it work.
Watch as Tim Gunn tries to find out which nun can move the most coke in her high heels.
Sister Roberta, wow, your shoes are so glamorous, and I see there's a little compartment that can hold a kilo of cocaine that's pure as the driven snow. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Moly, you definitely made it work.
Tim Gunn hosts Project Nunway, coming to Bravo.
Hello, Beelzebub, Rick, Jill, and Smokestack. Rick, Jill, and Smokestack, Beelzebub, hi.